CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. Mary, the routine reporting now on Hong Kong is gloomy. Young bankers are refusing or choosing not to travel to Hong Kong because of what they know are the restrictions on their freedom. We're also told that Carrie Lam, a.k.a. mayor of Hong Kong, is increasingly imposing outrageous demands on the citizens of Hong Kong, nearly 7.5 million. At the same time, we have reason to believe that Hong Kong is not the future, is the past, and that the apartments are being filled up by people from the mainland who've either been ordered there or have chosen to take advantage of the sinking fate. You were there in Hong Kong for many years. I can join this with the reports that the Olympics will not be attended by human beings, will instead be largely remote, and that there are voices calling it the Genocide Olympics. Is China, Mary, is China on a decline now, generally, from Hong Kong to Beijing? A decline. Is that what we're witnessing?
Well, first, a few notes about Hong Kong, which is a place that I really love. And it's important, too, to say that the Hong Kong people are some of the friendliest, funniest, most entrepreneurial people in the world. They are just absolutely wonderful friends and colleagues. And it is incredibly sad to see the conditions under which they are living. You mentioned Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong. She is also a Hong Konger who is choosing to oppress her own people as Beijing's proxy. There's nothing preventing Carrie Lam from quitting her job in protest and bravely standing up for the inalienable rights of the Hong Kong people. And she's choosing not to do that. So that's important to note. And there are other figures like Regina Ip, who is, by the way, Stanford educated, who has turned into, I think, one of the most abhorrent shills for the totalitarian regime in communist China that I have seen. It's a disgrace. Now, is China in decline? Well, Hong Kong is certainly becoming just another mainland city. We knew that this would eventually happen. I don't think anyone anticipated that it would happen so quickly. And it's no surprise that talented young people choose not to work under a totalitarian yoke and under surveillance cameras. And in fact, many expats who had very interesting, productive jobs that were employing lots of Hong Kongers have decided to decamp to places like Singapore, and who can blame them? Now, what is the state of the mainland economy, and which has now gobbled up Hong Kong? You know, they have a lot of problems. The Chinese Central Bank is one of the few central banks that has chosen to ease policy, meaning that they're trying to prop up growth. You have property developers who were caught up in corruption and other problems. Evergrande, for instance, has asked its creditors for more time to pay off its loans. That's only the tip of the iceberg. You have the reassertion, or rather greater assertion, because it was always there, of the state over some of the most productive industries in the country that looks set to continue under Xi Jinping. And we frankly have no idea, no way to know of the discontent, whether it be in the large cities along the coast or inland, because we don't have people on the ground who are free to roam around, report at will, and to show the world what's actually going on. And I just can't repeat this enough. We see this propaganda pushed out of China, but we have to be conscious that we don't have our own people walking around and giving us trustworthy information from inside China. And that is a risk that I don't think is fully appreciated, because you have news organizations that just want a body in Shanghai or Beijing and to say, hey, look, we're bringing you reporting from China. Subscribe to our news service or our newspaper, when in actuality, you'd need something quite larger than that.
We have a minute, Mary, and about the Olympics, the sad state of the Olympics. You tell me there's a story in Australia that touches upon these things.
Yeah, that's correct. A bit of good news here that the Australian Open is going to allow fans to wear T-shirts that say, where is Peng Shuai, who is the Chinese tennis player who was disappeared after criticizing one of the top leaders This is a result of public outrage by the actions of the Australian Open to censor free speech within that democracy, really to please only communist China. It's the only reason you would do it. And I think it's a sign, John, that as the public of free nations around the world become more educated on what the intent and the actions of are of this totalitarian regime, they're starting to exert pressure on corporates to change their behavior. It's just the beginning of it.
Right.
It's not enough, but this is a great sign.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.